Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Cheese souffle, pie and pudding on flambé. We'll prepare and serve with flair a culinary cabaret. You're alone and you're scared, but the banquet's all prepared. No one's gloomy or complaining while the flatware is entertaining.
12:24, Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN. Food from the movies, maybe never better illustrated than in the song Be Our Guest. From Beauty and the Beast, the movie Ratatouille also comes to mind. That's also got some fantastic food scenes. How about the spaghetti eating scene from 101 Dalmatians? How about that? 312-981-7200. Dave is in Glen Ellen. Hi, you're on WGN.
Hey, Dean. Thanks for taking the call.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, by the way, Ratatouille's great. Every time it comes on, I'll watch a little bit of it.
It's a good movie.
I'm sorry. The cell was breaking up. I'm sure you're familiar with the movie The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
The food scene that I love in that, because of all the great actors, John Wayne, Lee Marvin, Strother Martin, Jimmy Stewart, Woody Strode, when Lee Marvin trips Jimmy Stewart when he's carrying John Wayne's steak dinner to him in the restaurant.
Right, right.
Yeah, I know I'm, you know, it's a little bit older movie, but that's just a great scene.
That stayed with you all these years, though. How about that, right?
Yeah, well, it's just the actors. You know, I think a lot of younger people, I'm always trying to, you know, turn younger people on to movies that they may not be familiar with.
I agree.
Because I think they just kind of write them off. But the acting in that scene is just, it's just great.
Yeah, it's a classic motion picture. There's no question about it. I would have forgotten about that scene had you not brought it up to us. But definitely a good choice. I appreciate your call. Thank you.
You're welcome. I thought it might have been something a little different for everybody.
Definitely. And I appreciate you bringing that up. Thank you very much. 312 area code says the pie eating contest scene in Stand By Me. Yes. It has to do with calling somebody lard blank. Yes, one of the classics of all time. 773 area code, the bean eating scene in Blazing Saddle. One of the classics of all time for sure. Hey, Tom, welcome to WGN.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thanks.
I'm talking about, first of all, in general, the entire movie, The Freshman, with Matt Broderick and Marlon Brando the Godfather.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the big movie, the end of the movie when everybody's going to eat the Komodo dragon.
Yeah, you're right, right.
And you have Burt Parks. There he is, your Komodo dragon.
Good one. Very good one. I appreciate your call. Thank you. I'm not sure what I said. I definitely said the wrong movie with the spaghetti eating scene. It was Lady and the Tramp. I'm not sure which wrong movie I said, but thank you for everyone who is correcting me on that. Lady and the Tramp is what I meant on that. Let's go to Dave in Racine, Wisconsin. You are on WGN. What's
Green Dean? I've got a million of them.
Well, what's that? Real quick, though, Dave, what's the snow situation up there first?
Just about an inch and a half so far. Just kind of flurry, just coming down slowly. It's light and fluffy, but not the wet heavy that was advertised.
Okay. All right. Good deal. So you got a million of them, you say?
Well, quite a few. One is from the movie Dragnet, where Tom Hanks tells Dan Aykroyd, Joe Friday, I'm going to take you for the best cup of coffee you've ever had. And the next thing you see, they're in a strip joint. Dan Aykroyd is at the bar, sipping his cup of coffee, looking up at a woman. All you see is bare legs. And then he turns to Tom Hanks and says, you know, Strebeck, this really is a good cup of coffee.
I can just hear Aykroyd saying it, too.
In that stiletto, you know, Joe Friday voice.
Yeah, that was a good Aykroyd impersonation you just did.
And the other is from the movie Tank, where James Garner, he says, head NCO of this Army base, goes into a mess hall. He's having, with nobody else in, he's having his lunch, and the mess sergeant comes in and says, I didn't expect an inspection from the head NCO. He says, no, this was my lunchtime. And he says, they don't slop the food on the trays. The food smelled good, so I came in. And he says, did you have my, the mess sergeant says, did you have my cherry, my peach cobbler? He says, no, you don't talk about my mess unless you've had my peach cobbler. Gets a serving, and he says, and James Gardner says, that's the best GD peach cobbler I've ever had. Mess sergeant says, get this man seconds.
That's great. That's fantastic. I know you got a million of them, but I want to get a couple of more in and give other people a chance to. Thank you for the call. 847 area code says, the best eating movie in Goodfellas, Paul Sorvino playing Pauly, shaving the garlic with a razor blade to make dinner in prison. Fantastic, classic scene from the movies. Fried green tomatoes, somebody brings up. How about somebody says, what about the different food scenes in Mrs. Doubtfire? Makes me smile just to think of them. Here's the 630 area code goes, I'm a zit. Get it? Part of the food scene from Animal House. Hey, Bob, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi. How about White Heat, I believe it is, with the grapefruit in the face?
Oh,
Jimmy Candy,
yes.
The look on his face, you know, it's like, ew, pure crazy and hate, you know.
That's,
bam.
Yes.
And that was in her obituary. She wasn't really a well-known actress, and when she died a few years ago, she was like 90. That was right in her obituary. I'm like, well, you got to figure that's what you'd be remembered for.
How about that being the one thing that you're remembered for after a whole career of acting, that the one scene,
exactly,
where you get a grapefruit in the face from Jimmy Cagney, that's...
In the 1930s, right?
Yeah, yeah. It was not like it's just from yesterday, that's for sure. That's a great suggestion. Bob?
And how about the egg-eating contest in... with Steve McQueen. Was it Steve McQueen or Paul Newman?
Paul Newman. And Cool Hand Luke?
Cool Hand Luke, yeah. Yes. I remember seeing it at 12 years old when it came out, and I'm like, oh, man, I love hard-boiled eggs, but I can't do that.
That was some racy stuff. I remember when the movie came out, we were probably about the same age.
Yes.
Man, when I saw Cool Hand Luke, I thought that I had seen, it's like, oh, I am a grown-up adult now that I've seen this movie.
When I sat there, I go, they let me in this place? Does my mother know what I'm watching?
Right.
You know,
of course she didn't.
Homer at work. Does she know what I just went to?
That's right.
You know,
one of the joys.
That was before the rating system.
One of the joys of being a latchkey kid, right? Back in the day.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, my mom was a good mother, but she was like, ah, it's a G movie. No problem.
Exactly.
No way.
Appreciate the call, Bob.
All right. Take care.
Have a great day. Let me see some of the other suggestions coming in on our text line. 847 says Hannibal Lecter eating brain. Yeah, with the fine Chianti, no doubt, as well. Here is, let me see. Oh, the movie Elf with Will Ferrell putting maple syrup on spaghetti. Yeah, there are a few good food scenes in that movie. 630 area code, the movie Chef with Scarlett Johansson when he makes delicious pasta for her. Here is, how about the turkey dinner scene in Christmas Vacation? Classic. That's a classic scene. Is this Sharon in Buffalo Grove?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Sharon.
Thank you for taking my call. We love listening to you.
Thank you.
The movie Twister had a good luncheon when the whole group of people went to this Helen Hunt's aunt for they had lunch or something, and it was a great scene about that. We've seen Twister so many times.
That's a great scene. That is a great scene. Did you ever see the movie Julia and Julie? I think it was Julie.
With
movie about Meryl Streep. Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
It was,
I think my husband saw it. I did not.
Yeah, it was the movie about the French chef. Why am I completely blanking out? Julia Child. That's what I'm thinking about.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was that. There's many good scenes, but anyway, we enjoy listening to you and just
Amy Adams.
Yeah.
And Amy Adams.
My husband said Amy Adams.
Yeah, your assistant there helping you out. I appreciate that. You guys have a great day.
I appreciate that. You too.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you, a guy in the background also, Mr. Sharon, I assume it is. Appreciate the call. See, that's right. You got to get a partner. If you're going to call in, you got to get a partner.
Take the home with the glory. Tis the season to be jolly.
Not ra 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 la 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 la. Sing like this. Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa la 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 la. Try again.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
I love that. The classic Christmas dinner. In the movie A Christmas Story, a bunch of people suggesting that as their favorite song, their favorite food scene from a movie. Our Food Time show today for Oscar Sunday, sponsored by the Greek Islands Restaurant, as a matter of fact. Fantastic place to go on a snowy day or a lovely day. Always great food at the Greek Islands. Let's get some more of your calls and some more of your texts. And let's start off with Gary in Evanston. You are on WGN.
Hey, Dean.
Hey, buddy.
Love your show. Love the topic. And I was telling your producer, I just wanted to give some props to some foreign language films. I teach Spanish at an area high school, and a couple movies we've used in class include Sabor a Canela, which is Taste Like Cinnamon.
Okay.
And it's about the story of a young girl in a relationship with her grandmother who loses their restaurant, and they develop their relationship through the cooking of Mexican food.
Ooh.
And the other, of course, classic one from about 20-some years ago is the Like Water for Chocolate.
Right.
It's the famous story of the young girl who is a lost love. And one of the classic scenes is where she's crying into the cake batter. And then when she prepares the cake and everybody eats the cake, everybody's overcome with his intense sadness and they're all crying. Right. And it's quite different scenes like that about her emotional effect on the food.
That's so, a classic. That film has been coming up as long as we've been doing this segment. It's got to be over 20 years that we've been doing this food from the movies on Oscar Sunday, but that movie comes up all the time.
Okay, glad to hear. Okay, love the segment. Thank you.
Let me see. We've got, thank you very much for the call, Gary. Thank you very much. Somebody is suggesting the movie Jaws. They say Jaws. Get it? Where the people are the food. That's kind of funny. Here's another one that says from Moonstruck, which is truly one of my favorite movies of all time. It's got to be like one of my top three favorite movies of all time. But it says here from 708 from Moonstruck, "Old man, if you give those dogs one more bite of my food, I'm going to kick you till you're dead," says Olympia Dukakis in that movie. In Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, says the 847 area code. Serving a dead bird to the sister, Betty Davis, serving it to Joan Crawford's character. Here's another one that says the movie Beetlejuice. Yeah. Here's another that says, it says movie scene Dean eating saganaki in Greek Town. Not sure exactly what that means. I think they just want to kind of say a joke here a little bit. Here is another one. Let me just, I wanted to mention this. Tortilla Soup with Hector Elizondo. I always wanted to cook and eat after watching this movie. It's about a father in a, I think it's Mexican family, Hispanic family for sure, but I think it's Mexican, whose passion he turns the love of food into this extraordinarily passionate enterprise on his home. It's a fantastic movie. I can highly, highly recommend that. Yeah, here's somebody else who's recommending Tortilla Soup as well from Park Ridge. Thank you. Actually, wow, two or three calls on Tortilla Soup all of a sudden. Let's get back to the phones. 312-981-7200. Emmett, you're on WGN. Hello. Are you there, Emmett?
You mean Annette?
I mean Annette is what exactly what I meant.
Okay.
Even though it says Emmett on the screen. Okay. Annette, Emmett, they sound the same. How are you? I'm sorry about that.
I'm just fine, and I love your program. Anyway, you must never forget Jack Lemmon in the apartment straining his spaghetti through the tennis racket for
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. It was just a hoot. It's a great movie, and you guys are doing great. And on a terrible, icky, snowy day, it's wonderful listening to you.
I appreciate that. And thank you for reminding me about that fantastic movie. I haven't seen a Jack Lemmon movie in a long time, and I'm going to make it my business. Now that the Oscars are over and I can relax a little bit, I'm going to find me some Jack Lemmon movies to watch because he was one of the greatest actors of all time. This is Rich in Chicago, or so it says on the screen.
That's my name, Dean. Hi. Just in the spirit of some of the recent ones that have been mentioned, would a live count?
Yeah, why not?
And Dawn of the Dead, too, I guess, if you're going to go
there. Dawn of the Dead, right. Hey, with all the zombie movies and, you know, and the undead movies.
That's right.
People are the main entrees in all those movies.
Yeah. But seriously, though, Water for Chuckle was mentioned before in another movie. I think that was a remake of that I've always remembered for the food. It wasn't a great movie, but I thought the food scenes were very viscerally ethereally nice, was Simply Irresistible.
Oh, Simply Irresistible, yes.
Yeah, the food scenes were kind of magical. They definitely were.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I needed to give a nod, and I know you're a big fan of these guys, and, I mean, nobody showed food better than they did, was the Three Stooges. Scene with food.
Are you kidding me? I'm sorry I didn't think of that earlier when Schwani was still around.
I mean,
I don't know if Schwani is still around, but I wonder what Schwani's favorite food scene from the movie. Mine is Curly trying to eat the clam chowder.
Yeah. And in a related note, with the seemingly mindless animal that knew when to squirt, you have the headless chicken. And then the one that took it all was, I think it was that Roman one with Octopus Crabbis with Curly. There was the squirting pickle.
Oh, the classic.
Oh, that was hilarious. And classic. The sound effect with it?
Oh, God, yeah. And the crab that was pinching the thigh under the table. I mean, any Stooges scene with food was just fantastic.
What's your favorite, Shawnee?
Well, I think you just named the one with the clam. Any pie fight.
Oh,
is good.
Are you kidding me? Pie fights. Never mind the Animal House food fight. Any pie fight with the Stooges. They look as though the sword of Damocles is hanging over your head.
Lady, I don't know what you're thinking.
Yeah, it just keeps going. Any Stooge episode with food was great.
Crazy. Rich, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Hi, Joni. You're on WGN.
Hi, Dean. I love your show.
Thank you.
I thought of two movies, Splash.
Oh,
do you remember the lobster scene?
I do, with Daryl Hannah eating the lobsters right in the shell.
Right. And then in Big, when Tom Hanks goes to a buffet and he eats those little corn.
Oh, I love that. When he eats, I don't know if he ate the corn first, those little pickled corn that, and he's eating it like corn on the cob. But also when he eats caviar for the first time.
Oh, right.
And he gets that look on his face. He's like scraping the caviar off of his tongue.
I have to mention, too, the last guy said something about pickles. This is not a movie, but in Andy Griffith's show, do you remember the pickle episode?
Oh, where there's like kerosene or something in Aunt Bee's pickles?
Aunt Bee makes pickles that they can't stand, but she thinks they love them, so she keeps making them.
Right.
And Andy and Barney keep eating them, and Opie thinking, well, maybe we'll run out of them and she'll stop, but each time they run out of them, she makes more
because they love them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's, not a movie, but that's okay. It's still a fun scene to remember.
Yeah.
Joni, have a great Oscar Sunday today. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
And let's see. Some of the texts are saying the movie Chocolat. Oh, that was such a beautiful, beautiful movie. Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. Another on our text line. Where did it go here? Here, the 815 area code said this is not food-centric, but wine-centric. The movie Sideways with Paul Giamatti, one of my favorite actors. That, yeah, that definitely qualifies as, you know, food. I guess food and beverage from the movie. Either way, that's that still works out, but that's a great one. Here's the 847 area codes, the movie Soylent Green, which if you've seen the movie, you realize how hilarious that is. It's about eating people. Here is somebody saying the lobster scene in Flashdance. I'm not sure if I remember that. I remember the movie Flashdance. I'm not sure I remember the lobster scene. Oh, here, 773 area code. The movie Fatso. This is just all about food and one man's obsession with food and being overweight, Dom DeLuise. The movie was directed by Anne Bancroft, the late Anne Bancroft, married to Mel Brooks. But 773 area code says the scene in Fatso where Dom DeLuise is dipping Italian bread into cheese and the pot of sauce to comfort him after his cousin passes away. And that food, that movie is just all about food. But Dom DeLuise and the genius of Anne Bancroft in telling that story is just fantastic. Let's get to Diane, who's called in from Hoffman Estates. You're on WGN. Hello.
Hi, Dean. I'm so happy I got to speak to you.
Me too. Thanks.
Like everyone, I love you, and I love Shawnee. I love the show.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
I go way, way back with a movie. Tom Jones with, I believe it's Albert Finney.
Yes.
Remember that?
I do remember.
Very,
yeah.
Very sensual.
Mm-hmm. That's a classic, and that one comes up every year when we do this segment as well. It's one of these classics. You know what is another one? No one's called in with it yet, but another one that comes up every single year is the movie called My Dinner with Andre. Have you ever seen that or heard of it?
I've heard of it, but I have not seen it.
The whole movie is two guys having dinner. That's all it is. It's a conversation. They're sitting around, they're in a restaurant, and they're just having dinner, and the camera goes to one guy and then cuts to the other guy, and to one guy and cuts to the other guy. It's fascinating.
I'll have to see if I can. I usually get some of the films from the library. I'll have to take a look and see if they have that.
Yeah, that's a love it or hate it movie. There's no in-between on that one.
Another one.
It's definitely weird.
I don't know if anyone's mentioned the Julia Childs, the one that was about Julia and
Julie and Julia. Yep.
Julie and Julia.
Yeah, a classic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
Somebody texted in the 773 area code. What about the movie Under the Tuscan Sun? That's another of my favorite movies of all time. I think that's just a beautiful, I mean, visually, it's beautiful. It makes me want to go to Italy every time I see it. But it's just a lovely story and some of the beautiful food scenes in that movie as well with Diane Lane are fantastic. It also makes me think about Eat, Pray, Love, which was not a big hit movie, but the scenes from Italy, I mean, really, there are scenes in each of the sections of the movie, but the food scenes from Eat, Pray, Love are absolutely phenomenal. Here's somebody explaining to me the lobster scene in Flashdance. Flashdance, they were in a restaurant. All she's wearing is a vest and a tux and eating a lobster tail. You'd think I would remember that. I don't. 708 area code, the Kentucky Fried Chicken scene in The Green Book, last year's Oscar-winning Best Picture, when Mahershala Ali and they're eating fried chicken in the car. That's a classic food scene as well. Let me take a quick break. We'll get to more of your calls in a second. 312-981-7200. Food scenes from the movies today to get you ready for the Oscars tonight. On WGN, our food show today, sponsored by the Greek Islands Restaurant. Enjoy the warm Mediterranean ambiance of authentic Greek dining at the award-winning Greek Islands Restaurant with extra virgin olive oil, seafood, wines, herbs, and spices, all imported directly from Greece. They provide delicious and healthy meals. Favorites include whole Mediterranean sea bass and baked chicken rigonati, homemade gyros. On a day like today, with the snow coming down, that delicious egg lemon soup would just hit the spot, or any of their hearty vegetarian homemade soups like the chickpea, navy bean, or lentil. Private party rooms are available, and the Greek Islands restaurant also provides catering. Since 1971, the Greek Islands has been Chicago's first choice for great food and reasonable prices, the perfect place for a business lunch, family dinner, or to stop in before a game or show. Visit the Greek Islands in Chicago, 200 South Halsted, or in Lombard, 300 East 22nd Street. Free parking is available at both locations. The Greek Islands, America's most popular Greek restaurants.
This is a Jackson Hewitt Tax Service announcement. Did you buy or sell a home, get married, or have a child last year? Maybe you even started a side gig. Then you've got a reason to go to Jackson Hewitt. Because when life changes, so do your taxes. And that's when things can get complicated. At Jackson Hewitt, we know that those events could mean big tax breaks or a higher tax bill. That's why our tax pros make sure your taxes are done right, no matter how your life has changed. Remember, when life changes, so do your taxes. So go to Jackson Hewitt today and let us help you. That's Jackson Hewitt.
How do I love Best Fiends? Let me count the ways. Tons of cute characters, over 4,000 fun levels, feature film quality animations, and a sweet, heart-filled Valentine's Day theme. Oh, I'm in love.
Download the 5-star rated puzzle game Best Fiends for free from the App Store or Google Play today. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends.
Play Best Fiends. Download free.
12:52, Pete McMurray's live from the auto show coming up after 1 o'clock today. Food from the movies on our phone lines at 312-981-7200. Hey, Bob, you're on WGN.
I'm not.
Bob, are you with us? I'm sorry, Hello? It's Dave, excuse me. Dave on the road. Hello there.
Yeah, I can change my name to Bob if you want.
If you don't mind, it would be easier on us, yes.
Yeah, I'm actually driving, getting some food from Lou Malnati's, so it's a really good topic right now.
Lovely.
For food. The movie I want to talk to you about was Return to Me, where Minnie Driver plays a waitress at a restaurant in Chicago that's an Italian-Irish eatery.
In the movie, it is, yes.
Yeah, and my favorite scene is the water scene where this obnoxious client at the restaurant, she's complaining about Swiss water. So she gets bottled water, but she fills it with tap water, and that's how that's how the main character in the guy kind of notices her.
Yeah, that's a fantastic movie that's got some great food scenes. That restaurant is Twin Anchors Restaurant, the famous rib restaurant that's on Sedgwick in the Old Town neighborhood in Chicago. Brand new sponsor on our Sunday morning show, we're happy to say. Welcome, Twin Anchors. Nice to have them with us. And Dave/Bob, nice to have you with us today as well.
And it was Wallace Shawn who's in my dinner with Andre.
Oh, okay, perfect, perfect. Thank you very much. I appreciate the reminder on that. Let me see here. We've got a text coming in that said, "How about the food fight scene in The Miracle Worker between Helen Keller and Annie Sullivan, played by Patty Duke-Aston and Anne Bancroft?" Wow, that's a fantastic choice. I love that. Dahlia, you're on WGN. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dean. How you doing? I have two for you.
Sure.
Today.
Yep.
So my first one is the fried green tomatoes, the barbecue where she cooks the husband.
Oh, right. Okay.
And then my other one was Life of Brian, where they eat and eat and eat, and then they all throw up.
That is quite the cultural diversity that you have there.
I'm going on the other far end of the spectrum today. That's all.
I love
Everyone's being so classy and fancy. I thought I would give it a different spin.
Atta girl. That's why I love you. Thank you very much.
Thanks
for the call. Happy Oscar Sunday. 630 area code. The movie Soul Food. Their classic food bonding around the table. This is that fantastic movie with so many great Chicago actors in it about an African-American family. And they all, they're all held together by the power of the matriarch of the family. It's just a great movie, and it's all centered around food and cooking and tradition. That is a fantastic choice. Let me see here. Someone is saying 847. Oh, here's somebody else says, I'm at Lou Malnati's. Everyone's going to Lou Malnati's to get their pizzas for Oscar Sunday. I'm at Lou Malnati's, but wanted to say the Jennifer Beals dinner scene, who has her foot in the crotch of her date in Flashdance. That I remember. That I do remember. A lot of people are remembering the campfire scene in Blazing Saddles, the bean eating the beans scene. Absolutely. The food fight in Animal House has come up several times today. The dinner scene from Antoine Fisher, the Denzel Washington and Derek Luke motion picture. Here's someone saying Christmas in Connecticut, the pancake scene. Speaking of pancake scenes, producer Ryan brought up earlier today the giant pancake making scene from Uncle Buck, right? The original Uncle Buck with John Candy. That was a great one. Ken is in Lake Geneva. You're on WGN. Hello. Ken, are you there?
Good afternoon, Dean. Hey,
yes,
sir. You do a great job, and thanks for taking my call.
Thanks,
I got a couple for you.
Sure.
How about classic Christmas Vacation?
Oh, yeah.
At the dinner table.
Oh, absolutely. That turkey.
When it pokes a turkey and it explodes and collapses.
Right.
And then Cousin Eddie with the mashed potatoes takes a big spoonful, tastes them, and then puts them on his plate, puts the spoon back. And then the dog under the table, burping up a bone. Oh, he got it, Clark.
It's fantastic. That's fantastic.
And then the Odd Couple. He comes home and he's making spaghetti and they got in an argument. He took it. Walter Matthau throws the spaghetti on the wall and said, "Now it's garbage."
Right. That is a classic scene. Those are two good ones. I appreciate it. Got to run because we're getting ready to go to Pete McMurray at the auto show next, but I appreciate your call.